it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
You hear me talking, hillbilly boy?
Well, good day, America. Welcome to the Spano Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano off today. Senator Roberto out on the West Coast, and you, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio, they take us along for the ride each and every day. We have a bunch of affiliates all around the country. We give them a lot of love. They love us right back. But in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go, the various different ways, devices, and platforms you can get not only this terrific program, but all the shows here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And what I mean by that is grab your device. I mean, hell, we're right in the middle of summer vacation for most people. And, you know, if you're out there and you're building a house across the street from where I live, which many of them are going up, plug in. Get your device. Get you some Spano and Black. If you're not working and you're heading to the beach, a little overcast up here in New York today. But you know something? Guess what? You could still get you some Spano and Black as you head to wherever you are heading to recreate and maybe procreate, depending on how you're recreating. But that's another story altogether. It's the devices. It's the platforms. It's TuneIn. It's iHeart. It's Stitcher. You can go to our website. It's award-winning. It's AVN award-winning. Click on the Listen Live button. We are right there for you. And, whether you have an iPhone or an Android, tablet, laptop, backup laptop, which I'm working off of today, these kind of things happen. You can get you some Spano and Black. And, what's most important to us, the American Forces Radio Network, look, we have a great relationship with these guys and girls. They are the best of the best. They have put it on the line for us. They enlist. They know what they're possibly in for. And when they sign up for that, they know exactly what the circumstances might end up being. So if you're on your vacation and go by a national park or something along those lines and you see one of these kids and they're in their uni, well, guess what? Give them an attaboy or an attagirl. Shake their hand, thank them for their service, and be on your way. Because guess what? They're doing it. Most people aren't. Step aside. When we come back, we'll set the table and we'll get to the Spano and Black Attack right after the short timeout. Don't go anywhere.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others.
Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Yeah.
Yeah. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Sonny Roberto. Things are running at a faster speed than they seem to usually go. But, hey, that's the way it is. Welcome back. A lot to talk about here on the Spano and Black Attack. And for those of you who sent me best wishes, I certainly appreciate that. Thank you. We'll start there. Camps in full swing in the world of football, baseball season. And it's funny because there's just, you know, a couple of pennant races going on, but really not a lot. There's like blowout margins in four divisions. And I'll be curious to see if it tightens up a little bit. We still have pretty much two full months of baseball in front of us. But with that being said, it's baseball's a little under the radar this year. And, you know, that unfortunately is part of the deal. However, let's get to a little football because Jay Cutler has come to an agreement with the Miami Dolphins. You know, he of the losing record as a starter. But with the injury to Ryan Tannehill, we're going to get into this in depth a little bit here. Cutler looks like he's going to sign for 1 year, $10 million. His best year, although it was a 6-10 year, was with Adam Gase in Chicago. And Cutler had success. They were on the same page. Cutler is hard to deal with. He has a whole litany of issues as far as dealing with other people. But honestly, he has an amazing skill set. He is a cannon arm. He's 31. In theory, he should be in his prime, but decided to go to work for Fox, and they let him go on hiatus to do this for this 1 year. I'm curious if that deal will be there. And it's an interesting dynamic with Jay Cutler. You know, he has been accused of not being the toughest guy in the world, although, you know, if you take it back 3 years to that knee injury, he as it turned out, he ended up needing surgery, and he was right to not go back on the field. But that image has maintained that he is not the toughest dude in the world. Rumor has it that he's not particularly good with his teammates or his coaches. But I've yet to have or hear a single teammate badmouth him. And in today's world of social media and beating up on people and everything's out there and there are no secrets, I've yet to hear anything about Jay Cutler being a bad guy from the teammates. And that's ultimately all that matters. I have had a couple of coaches say he's not the most receptive guy in the world, but you know something, quarterbacks are cocky by nature. And if he thinks he knows better than what the coach does, well, that's not the best trait, but he's not the first quarterback to come down the pike that felt that way. And so this is an interesting signing for the Miami Dolphins because they are primed to win right now. They were getting ready, in theory, to take the next step with Ryan Tannehill. And you know, that's something we're going to get into here in a minute. But everything is geared towards that. They have their running backs in place. They have their wide receivers in place. Their defense is first rate. And they feel they can make a run, if not at the New England Patriots. At least for a wild card and get into the mix. They finished strong last year. And they don't want this to be a lost season, which is completely understandable. So, you know, you take the flyer. He wanted starter money. He got a little under that. I mean, $10 million is still a significant chunk of change. But he is one of those guys. It's a polarizing situation. Some like him, some don't. And whether or not he is a guy that makes a difference remains to be seen. But when you look at this team and how this team is put together with Jarvis Landry, with Kenny Stills, the offensive line with Mike Pouncey, who they're also taking it easy with, is first rate. And with Jay Adai, Damian Williams, and Kenyon Drake, they in theory have a very good running attack. Now, Jay Adai is in the protocol for concussion, and that's something they're going to have to deal with. They believe he's going to be ready for the regular season. It is allegedly his first concussion that he's ever had. And they are going to take it easy with him, but they believe he'll be ready for the regular season. Meanwhile, the other running backs on the roster get their opportunity to take some snaps as well. And they're going to find out what they have there. But, you know, again, this is a pretty good set of weapons. They're good at the tight end position with Julius Thomas. You know, Anthony Fasano backing him up. You know, they're solid. Both of those guys can block. And that makes a difference as well. So, you know, they're not without a skill set. They played a base four. And they've got the skill set guys to do it. Cameron Wake is still bringing pressure. Sue and Phillips on the inside get it done. When Kiko Alonso is healthy, which is not very often, he gets it done. Lawrence Timmons is still a productive guy. And their defensive backfield is solid. So they feel that they can get this done. And, you know, it. Who am I to say no? So they make the move. But what happens when everything comes to pass as far as Jay Cutler being in? You know, look, Matt Moore is a solid guy. And there's no question that you could maintain the fort with him. But over a 16-game season, could he get it done for you? My answer is no. I think he's one of the two or three best backup quarterbacks in football. There's no question about it. And if you have to go a game or two with him, that's all bueno. But if you're going to go the season with Matt Moore, then you're gonna play to 500 or below. He's not a starter, a long-term starter in this league. Otherwise, he would be. He's been around forever. So you bring in Cutler, who is a commodity that most people are comfortable with as far as his skill set, and you find out whether or not they're going to be comfortable with him with his locker room set. I don't think Gase will let that get out of control. I don't think it's a scenario where Jay Cutler will come in and disrupt the locker room. He just wants to come in and play. And, you know, initially when he signed with Fox, one of the things that I wondered about was whether or not this was a guy that quite honestly was ready to hang it up. You know, he wanted out of Chicago. They didn't want him back. You know, nobody went full bore after him, which, again, when you have a certain reputation, that's the ultimate result that you're going to get is coaches and GMs and everything. The word gets around. It's a small fraternity. They're going to go, well, I don't know. Let's see what we got. We get a bad injury, we'll call him. But quite honestly, you know, he's a first-rate quarterback. He's been on some bad teams, but he's a first-rate quarterback. We'll see how it plays out. I'm going to continue with more of that on the other side, and also how the Dolphins handled Ryan Tannehill, because that was not bueno. I'm Bob Black. Let's tap on the brakes. We'll be back right after this short timeout. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Ma'am, that's a groove.
Yeah, it is. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto out on the coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY at Bob Black 71. If Twitter is more your thing. You know, again, we're talking about Jay Cutler signing with the Miami Dolphins. Look, you have a brand new coach up in Buffalo who may or may not get production out of that team. You have a disaster in New York with the Jets as they try to bottom out and find out whether or not Christian Hackenberg can play quarterback or whether or not they're going to go into the 2018 draft and try to get one of the big three. And so opportunity is there for them. You know, it's you hate to do this because surgery and injury and all that kind of good stuff could come into play. But if you look at the AFC and you look at Pittsburgh, New England, and Oakland, you could pretty much lock them in. The other division, well, it's up for grabs. It could be any one of the three teams. But I think going into this preseason and into the upcoming season, barring catastrophic injury, of course, you certainly could end up with those three being kind of a lock. After that, it's up for grabs. And not the least of which is the two wildcard positions. And if you can beat up within your own division, what I mean by that with Miami is take care of business against the Jets, take care of business against Buffalo, and split with New England, then you've got a true opportunity to make something happen. And why not? You know, why not? And why not the Dolphins? So they make the move. He's going to come in. He's going to get the job. And then Matt Moore will back him up. And if that ends up being the case, then they're at least solid. You know, Matt Moore, again, throughout his career, has been serviceable. That's it. And if you have him as a backup, outstanding. If not, you know, he's one of those guys he's worth overpaying for. In his career, you know, he's got 6,000 yards. He passes at almost 60%. 41 touchdowns, 31 interceptions. And 24 fumbles. He has a tendency to cough it up a little bit when it's on the line. But, you know, if you look at last year and you look at the games he played, they won three with him. He came in when Tannehill Hill got injured in the Arizona game back in December last year. Went 3 of 5 for 47 yards. Played the Jets. They won 34-13. Shocking. But they played small ball with him. He was 12 of 18 for 236 yards. But 4 touchdowns. Played Buffalo. They won in overtime. When they played New England and they played Pittsburgh, it was a losing situation. And he had to step up and do more. And he was okay. 24-34 in the loss to England. You know. And that's it. So, you know, that's one of the things you got to deal with. So, it's completely understandable that they went out and got Cutler. However, in dealing with Jay Cutler, what they did was screw the pooch with Ryan Tannehill. Now, let's not forget, he had this injury last year. And you're talking about a quarterback who called his own shot. He actually decided not to have surgery. Okay, well, they decided to go with rest and healing. And in the first non-contact practice with pads, he goes down. And he's going to go down for the year. So, you know, who's running the show here? And now you have to go out and you got to get Jay Cutler. Had they had him have the surgery, well, then chances are pretty good he's on the road to recovery. Granted, it happened late in the season. So they'd have been dealing with some things as far as his recovery time. Maybe he's not ready for the start of the season. We get all that. But you're not signing Jay Cutler. Your caretaker, Matt Moore, could deal with the situation for the brief period of time that he had to deal with it. And maybe he wins you a game or two early in the year. And then Tannehill comes back in and goes to town. But instead, Tannehill calls the shots. He doesn't want to have surgery. And I get that. But he doesn't want to have surgery. So he comes in. The surgeons can't do what they need to do. First practice of the season, boom, he goes down, and that's it. You know, who's running the show? I mean, I get it. In the NBA, it's a bit of a different situation. Collective bargaining agreement, it is what it is. These guys pick and choose. They go where they want to go. They do what they want to do. NFL's a different animal altogether. Very little guaranteed money. A real salary cap that has to be dealt with. He put his team in a bad position. But more important, and I don't blame Tannehill, he's going to do whatever he wants to do. It's his body. I get it. Take care of yourself. You know, you don't want to do surgery? Okay. I get that. But now your team's up you-know-what creek. And now they're pushing flexibility, where they're not going to be able to add on if they get players that get cut by other teams. Perhaps they're thinking to themselves, "Hey, you know, this guy could give us a little bit of depth, or maybe even he could even slot in as a starter." And no, you're not going to be able to do that because you lost a whole bunch of your flexibility. You're not going to be able to afford these guys on anything other than the vet minimum. And Jay Cutler's your guy. And you better hope you got it right. You know. Simple as that. And we'll see how it plays out. But, you know, is the inmate running the asylum? Because, look, and they're talking again about having rest and recreation. Let's see if he can rest it up before he does any surgery. Well, come on. So you're going to put yourself in the same damn position. Because they're talking 6 to 8 weeks. You'll already be at the quarter pole in the season if he decides to have surgery. Then you got to go through all the rehab. You have to hope there's no setbacks in the rehab. And then turn around and hope that he's ready for mini camp and for training camp the following year. And you're hoping. So, we'll see. I think this is the best of a possible situation. I think Adam Gase knows he can win with Cutler. He certainly has a whole lot more talent on this football team than they had in Chicago. And Gase is the head man, the big cheese, the head honcho. He's running his own show down there. And he wants to win. Look. They had a nice year last year. They finished up strong. But he gets the same treatment as anybody else. You lost your quarterback. Oh, we're sorry. How many games did you win? 3. Well, you're on notice for next year. Better get it done. You'll be looking for a job, too. Yeah, and ultimately, that's what it comes down to. You know, whether or not you're getting production. And that's it. And wins. And losses. And wins. And losses. And wins. And if he don't win, the job will be lost. So they bring him in. But again, I'm more concerned about the overall tone of the organization. I like Gase as a head coach. I think he's got a good young offensive mind. He's brought a different mindset to this organization as far as philosophy. You know, as Rex Ryan said, he ain't kissing Belichick's rings. But let's see how it plays out because they screwed up from Jump Street with their quarterback. Step aside. When we come back, we'll continue with the attack. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. It's 1-800-316-1738.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for a simple rate as low as $19.99 a month. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For as low as $19.99 a month with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
Call 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. Call now. That's 800-587-4281.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Please let this nightmare stop!
Well, soon enough. Welcome back to the attack, Bob Black, Senator Roberto at Bob Black 71 at Sports Byline USA. Other headlines around the league, some injuries, and on a 49er football team that does not have a ton of talent anyway. Malcolm Smith tore his pec in practice, and that happened over the weekend. And unfortunately for Kyle Shanahan and the team, they're going to be dealing with not having him for the season. He'll go on IR. They're debating, they think, whether or not he can come back, but quite honestly, you know, the guy who was MVP of the Super Bowl a couple of years back for Seattle, now gone. And he was one of their targeted free agent signings. and a big hit, unfortunately, on that team. You know, freak injury. Most of the pec injuries are. They either happen in the weight room or some kind of freak injury, and that's all he was doing. He caught his arm on Matt Breida's helmet and went down. And they you know, he tried to stay in, and they took him off the field. There's pec injuries are no doubters. You know, but as I said, they're targeted there. You know, look, John Lynch is trying, and we'll find out, because he and Shanahan are joined at the hip for 5 years. Well, after 3 years, they'll start making decisions as to whether or not this is the group to go forward with. And what I mean by the group is not the players on the field, but the manager, the general manager and the coach. And he was a targeted free agent. I mean, it was a pretty healthy deal that they signed him to, 5 years, $26.5 million. You know, you got a new defensive coordinator, new scheme. Robert Saleh, first-time coordinator. You know, everything is from scratch with the 49ers. Reuben Foster, who also has shoulder surgery, is now going to be forced into learn-on-the-fly duty. And they were hoping with Smith, Bowman, and eventually Reuben Foster that they were going to have a pretty first-rate set of linebackers. And they still may. But, you know, that's a hit. And that's a hit you don't want to take. And you feel bad for the kid. You know, he was wanting to prove his money. And you get that. And when you look at the Niner team, what they've added and how they're going about doing their business, it's going to be a work in progress. But they've got some potential. They probably will find their future quarterback in this upcoming draft. But they're not horrible, at least as far as the talent level. They're certainly better than last year. But, I mean, you know, you look at Arik Armstead up front with Buckner and Mitchell and Carradine. Yeah, you know, you're not going to lose sleep over them if you're an offensive coordinator. But they're not bad. The defensive backfield's okay. Smith, Bowman, Brooks, Foster. Not a bad group of linebackers, and that's what they were hoping was going to be their strength. But, you know, unfortunately for them, not to be. And, you know, again, work in progress. Most of these guys won't be on the roster in 2 years. And that being what it is, well, so be it. But this is a hit. You know, you're one targeted big-time free agent, and he goes down. Way to world in football, truly is. Niners will deal. Brock Osweiler gets his first Browns preseason start, so they're at least giving him an opportunity. That's such a weird situation there. You know, they're going off of what they see in practice, and it's he and Cody Kessler, DeShone Kizer. Eventually, they're going to have to find out something about DeShone Kizer this year. And whether it's in practice or whether it's in preseason games or whether it's during the regular season remains to be seen. Because, you know, look, this is as supposedly limited as this quarterback class was. And, you know, again, that remains to be seen. There were quarterbacks drafted. And next year's class is supposed to be with Rosen and Harold and the kid out of Utah. And you know, okay. Let's see. But So the teams who are potentially to be the bottom feeders, and it could be Cleveland, it could be San Francisco, it could be the Jets, could be any number of teams. They need to find out about what they have on their roster. And record will end up dictating whether or not they go with these quarterbacks. You know, and it's intriguing in Cleveland. Because I think Cody Kessler is one of those guys. I think he can win you some football games. I think he will be Matt Moore-ish in his career. You know, you really don't know what the kid has because he hasn't had any talent around him. You know, but let's not forget, he has a pedigree at a Southern Cal. Started for them, produced for them. And he's been playing for arguably the worst team in the last 3 years in a National Football League. So they need to find out about him. And if he ends up being career backup, so be it. They have DeShone Kizer on the roster, who has all the skill set. I mean, you watch the guy walk around in practice. He looks like a monster. And he can throw the ball, has amazing arm strength, can move the whole nine yards. It's what's between the ears. And that's what they're questioning. So that remains to be seen. And then, you know, it's from there, it's Brock Osweiler and you know, whoever else is on that roster, and we'll see how it plays out. And Hugh Jackson has an interesting dilemma, not necessarily a good one. Now, they're going to start Osweiler because in practice, he's moved the offense better than the other guys. But it's going to be Osweiler for a quarter and then Kessler for a quarter. Maybe two quarters. And then they're going to give Kizer an opportunity to move. Now, you know, we'll see. I mean, in a brave new world where Hugh Jackson is getting exactly what he wants, DeShone Kizer is his starting quarterback and they struck gold. But whether or not that remains to be seen, you know, whether or not that's the case remains to be seen. And with that being the case, you're going to find out a whole lot on Thursday night. I'll be watching it. You know, this is a time of year I love, just because of the fact that the intriguing storylines, this is where you find guys that they just blow you away when you watch them in the preseason when they're playing with starters. You see some of the draft picks come in and they're going, all right, how did they pick player X over this particular guy, when it's obvious that this particular guy is going to be a stud? This is where the Victor Cruz stories come into play, where somebody gets their opportunity and all of a sudden you're looking at it and you're saying to yourself, oh my goodness, look what I found. And that's what makes it fun. And then you also hope that injury doesn't come into play here either. And you lose your best guys. And that's, you know, it's what happens. So Cleveland's an intriguing story because they are accumulating talent. I thought they did a hell of a job in the draft. They have more picks next year. So depending on how it flies, let's say they win 4 games this year. Or 5 games. And Jimmy Haslam can stay patient for one more year. Then maybe they get ready to take the big jump. We'll see. Kirk Cousins is at peace with his contract status, so he says he should be. He's getting paid a hell of a lot of money on one-year deals. Redskins are perpetually a mess. You know, he credits his faith. And that's all cool. But, you know, everybody's assuming that if he plays this year out and Washington decides not to extend him the long-term contract, which, frankly, they should. he will end up with San Francisco. And that's not necessarily the case. Because even though he and Kyle Shanahan had a terrific relationship, well, you know, guess what? They might bottom out and look in the draft and see one of those guys and say, look, we're rebuilding anyway. You know, we're in year two of the process, meaning next year. Why are we going to put a quarterback on the roster who's approaching 30 so we can get beat up for another 2 years and we don't win and he ties up most of our salary cap? So that's not a guarantee. You know, Sean McVay, who was also his offensive coordinator, is now the head coach in L.A. Well, guess what? That, you know, maybe he might want to sign him, but what does that say? Well, it says Jared Goff is one of the all-time busts in the history of the National Football League because that's the only way they're bringing him in. Cousins is 28 years old. He was franchised in 2016, franchised again, $24 million. You know, look, I mean, it okay. But you look at what could happen with the quarterback market next year. Drew Brees will be up. I think New Orleans will re-sign him. I mean, it would be a PR freaking nightmare not to. But I think he re-ups with New Orleans. But Sam Bradford is going to be out there. His contract will be up. Matt Stafford's contract is up. Depending on what happens, because Jim Bob Cooter certainly revitalized his career. Do they worry about whether or not Stafford walks if it ends up being a perpetual losing situation? Now, look, the Lions made the playoffs last year. But, you know, again, Cooter's going to get an opportunity to be a head coach somewhere. And if he loses his offensive coordinator, then what happens? It's a big-time market for quarterbacks, and there's a lot of teams that need quarterbacks. So you throw the big three or four free agents into the mix, along with the class of three and maybe four that are coming in, because don't forget Mason Rudolph out in Oklahoma State. All of a sudden, you got a glut of quarterbacks. It's tapping the brakes. We'll finish it up right there and with some sad news right after this short time out. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book?
Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You're back with the Attack, Bob Black. Senator Roberto. Actually, some bad news all the way around. Darren Dalton passed away at age 55. And Darren Dalton had cancer over the course of his career and had fought it again. And unfortunately, you know, it's claims at a young age. You know, it's 55 is way too young. And you know, he diagnosed again in 2013, went into remission in 2015, and unfortunately, he had the brain tumors and just horrible thing. Horrible thing all the way. It's a blow to the Philly organization. He was a fighter. You know, just a great story. You know, I remember when he was out in Oklahoma for a while, we had a chance to cross paths, and just terrific guy. Terrific guy all the way around. And then, unfortunately, Don Baylor, who was not only a respected player, but a respected hitting coach as well. He was a hitting coach for a number of teams. MVP with the Angels back in 79, led the majors in RBIs and runs. Reached the World Series three straight times. And unfortunately, he died of cancer as well early today at the age of 68. So two great losses. In the world of Major League Baseball and the world of sports. And on that sad note, unfortunately, we're out of time. That's it for the Attack. Thanks to Robert for keeping it on board. Thanks to all of you for listening. And we will talk to you very soon here on the Spano and Black Attack. Have a great day, everybody.